Hey guys, welcome to the Answer KZN Fishing Report for the 24th of June 2022. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and what a week it has been, KZN, with the biggest news of the week being the arrival of the sardines. So now the sea is still big, Netters has been struggling over this last few days. However, we are in for some serious action over the next couple weeks. And just in time as the schools go on holiday, we may have a bit more time to get out there. So when you do get the news, guys, be ready to go. So this week on the KZN front, the rock and surf, as can be expected, sardine action and all the fish that comes along with it. If you are into the ski boat fishing, well, there's been good reports of bottom fish and game fish, if you can brave the bigger seas. And on the freshwater side, it has been very cold, as we all know, we're in the peak of winter, but there has been some good sizes of specimen carp, plenty of bass, and some giant trout. Now, before we kick off the show, special thanks to the Kingfisher, as they are the ones that has been bringing the show to us from its inception.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BG-NQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
That's right, guys. Kingfisher is the home of Daiwa. And speaking of Kingfisher and Daiwa, this weekend is their birthday special. And you can receive 25% off all their products. Now, this excludes Shimano rods and reels. And you can get less 15% off the bait. But apart from that, it is 25% off everything. So if you're after those Daiwa reels, if you're after some of those really cool Daiwa rods, Kingfisher is the place to be this weekend, and their sale starts on the 23rd of June, goes until Sunday the 26th, when they will be open till 1 p.m. So special thanks to them, and special thanks for them bringing us the show. Like we always say on the show, guys, support those that support you, and in this case, it's the Kingfisher. Now back to this week's fishing report, starting off down the south coast. As always, this is from Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepston. Well, as you clearly know by now, it has been sardines, lots of activity, lots of action, and lots of species that come along with the sardine run. However, in the last few days, all we can hear about is shad. Lots of shad, a ridiculous amount of shad. There has been the few odd bream in between. And if you are into your inedible action that comes along with the sardine run, well, then you are in for a treat, because there has been plenty of sharks around. No garrick, no carbers yet, but that I'm sure will be on the way. And as for the offshore fishing, well, on the offshore side, we have Jan from Shelly Beach. And this is his report for this week.
Good evening, all fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shelly Beach. With a sardine run going on, game fish has been very, very poor. No tunas have been caught. They're not on the reef and not beyond there in Deep Cut area. They must be following the sardines and eating themselves thick. Bottom fish has been good. We've seen some cracker come out. We've seen some nice, very nice size Englishman. We've seen some good size soldier. And obviously the Captain Fine rock rods also been of a very good size. Been raining a bit yesterday and the water's gone unclear. And the weather is adverse, so no good fishing until about Saturday, unless the weather changes. From Sunday on, the weather will be changing, and I think during the season now of the school holidays, as from Sunday right up until Thursday, the weather is good for fishing, and I think we can see some very good catches. Enjoy the fishing. Ciao.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Another fantastic report from you. A lot to look forward to with the upcoming school holidays. And yes, although there hasn't been much tuna this week, as you mentioned, they are chasing the sardines and getting their bellies full with them. There is the tuna bonanza, the Shelly Beach tuna bonanza that's on at the moment. And I'm sure next week we'll have a decent report as to what happened with that event. Now, moving on to Rocky Bay, Pennington and Scottsboro. Well, guys, once again, the sardines has been making all the headlines. However, there's been a lot of activity with the sharks that's been coming out, as well as a lot of shad and the odd bream species in between. Now, moving on down closer to Durban is Amanzantoti and Warner Beach. And who better to give us the report than Gary from Kingfisher, Warner Beach?
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary at Kingfisher, Warner Beach. Yeah, there's a bit of a flurry of excitement along here with the sardines last couple of days. I think Corey's son got a nice kingy there, about a 20 kilo looking at it. And a couple of sharks are taken with the sardines as well. Not really that much other fish. There's a few shad around, and one or two and a half came out yesterday on a spoon I saw. Quite a few grey sharks as well, with one of a variety of baits, some stumpies. Not many shad. I see today there's a few gannets that are going, but they're going out far off Warners, yeah, about an hour ago. A good 800 metres, I'd say. Yesterday, a lot of bait came out here in the evening, a late afternoon, but that was also at the 800 metre mark going north. It was up virtually from Toti right through to Carradine. That's a big piece of fish coming past. But yeah, it's a bit quiet and a bit hit and miss on this stretch at the moment. Eastleigh's going like hell today. Sea's not very nice either. So we're really battling the elements on this on this stretch of coast. But as I always say, every dog has its day. And hopefully we'll get ours before the season's over. I mean, gee, chaps, it's nearly the end of June already. Well, let's see what happens. Keep going and we'll see what next week brings.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Yeah, well, we'll be crossing fingers that you get some action again very soon. But well done to the chap with the 22 kilo kingfish amongst that sardine run. And for those that have been chasing the sharks amongst them, well done. Now, moving on into Durban, we've got Mike V from the Kingfisher Durban branch. And apart from being busy with the big sale that's going on this weekend, he's also had his ears on the ground. And this is what he has come back with.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the last week has been all about the sardines. Sunday, the guys got a couple nice edibles between them, a couple sharks as well. Some good fish were lost. I think Friday, Saturday, maybe they might net again, depending if the sea stays flat. It doesn't get up to what they say. But yeah, that would be it. Otherwise, again, some good reports of some lovely spade fish, bronze bream, stumpies, grunters, a couple cob here and there. The shad came on for a couple of days at Blue Lagoon, properly. There have been a couple absolute bust shad caught as well. I saw a pic of one that was 7 kilos up the north coast. I couldn't get a location as to where, but yeah. The bays had some lovely grunter in it. Couple kingies again. Piers have been quiet, the beachfront, couple small undersized shad. Nothing major to write off home about. Offshore, a couple yellowfin, couple snook showing up on the north coast. Couple oaks got into some keelback, some nice bottoms around. But that's about it, eh? Have a cracker day.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Great to get your report as always. And I'm glad to hear that the fish is on the bite and 7 kilo shad. Ooh, getting bigger and bigger as we move along the coastline. Now, what about the offshore side? To reiterate what Mike has said, we've got Brad from Linsky to tell us all about what he's been experiencing over this past week.
Good day, guys. So Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week, as we've all heard by now, the great buffet table has arrived for the fish in Durban. Yeah, that's the sardines. So guys, this time of year, we generally battle a bit with the bottom fishing, as all the fish are generally only got one thing on their minds, is the sardines. There have been some back around in the deep reefs in the 55 fathom area. The better fishing has been this week has been with us in the far north side. That's off Belita. There's been some nice reds and rockards and that sort of stuff. But yes, once again, guys, enjoy the sardines. Hopefully they bring us some more game fish closer in with the shoals. You guys, yeah, cyclones, keep it safe.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Yes, we cannot wait for the rest of the buffet table to get filled up with the other species that the sardines tend to bring with them. Now, as we move on from Durban up into the North Coast, our first stop is Bolito. And who better to give us our Bolito report than Jesse from the Kingfisher.
Good evening, Vinesh, and all the listeners. Hope everybody's doing well. And getting in on the sardine action that we're experiencing currently. I can't say that we've had as good a sardine season as we have had in the last 2 years or so, but it's better than nothing. And it is really just the start, if you think about it. I don't think that it's going to be a terribly slow season with the sards. And we have seen a couple of decent sharks coming out so far. You guys must have seen the video with Craig Bashford chasing the shark in the shore break, which is a valiant attempt to get it out. Well done, Craig. And other than that, on the south coast, the action has been moderate. On the north coast, we've got quite a few shad up in Bolito, starting to come through now more regularly. You know, taking mainly Japanese mackerel and sardine. And then the nice thing is we still got quite a few cob around. We didn't have cob for about a week in the numbers that we had previously in the last month or so. And they've seemed to have started to trickle through again. So we're happy for that. And then as far as the edibles go, still good numbers. We're in the second week now of bronze bream coming out. And that stretches all the way down from Westbrook through to Sheffield area and probably a little bit north as well. I just haven't spoken to a lot of the guys from the north area, north of Sheffield, but I'm almost certain the guys are catching them further north as well. I like to use a 1-0 or even a size 1 mustard ring chinook for the bronzies, 25 pound maxima if you're going to be fishing heavy rocks and for really big fish. And then if you're just going to play it easy and kind of hope for a few smaller species as well. And by smaller species, I mean stone bream, carantine, all of the bits and bobs. Then basically you can get away with using anything down to a size 4 hook, but preferably a size 2 or a size 1. And that's purely because if you happen to hook into a brusher this time of the year, you don't want it to be on a size 4. You'd rather be a little bit more robust on your hook there. And then you can also go down to about 15 or 20 pound maxima if you're going to be targeting the small fish as well. I really just prefer to use 25 pound with a 1-0 mustard ring chinook. And that kind of covers me, you know, from now through to November when I start to slow down with the bronze bream. Again, red prawn, probably the best bait all around. You can use pink prawn, can use chocker, you can use cracker, whatever you're licensed for. And then just make sure you make long slender baits instead of short stubby baits. Bronze bream do like to pick at a bait, so we don't like to have a bait that they take too long with and get despondent with. It must be a small thin bait. When they start to feed on that bait, it's immediate contact with the hook, and generally you get one or two taps and then it'll pull you flat. With a nice thin bait, you don't have to worry with that ring chinook. Just lean into it and you're on. My outfit is a 10.5 foot Excella. I use a 4000 BG and I use between 20 and 25 pound braid depending on where I'm fishing. And if you can get an outfit similar to that, you're spot on, bang on the money. Other than that, things have been fairly quiet here. The ski boats have been getting a couple of snook, north of Bolito, north of Sheffield even. And then that is about it, guys. Enjoy. Good luck.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Your technical advice in fishing during the sardine run is so valuable. Wow, fantastic. And guys, looks like the talk of the town is the sardine run. And speaking of talk of the town, another one. Big up to Craig Bashford. Wow, going and chasing that shark in the water like that. I actually bumped into his dad earlier on today. And he told me that video has already received over 1 million views. So you can see the excitement the sardine run brings to our anglers. around KZN. Now, moving up in KZN, we are in Mtanzini Banks, and we're back with Nick from Mtanzini, and this is what he had to say about fishing over this past week.
Well, good evening, Vinesh. I'll just start with the sea first. We'll cover the area from Port Dunford, North Bank, down to the north bank of the Matikulu. We call that area Boyan. There's been a lot of cob coming out. We had a nice cob on the main beach the other day of 8 kilos, out of the blue. The guys have been catching a lot of smaller ones in the morning and just chucking them back. And then I caught that one up at Port Dunford area and also Boyan, because you've got the mouth of the river, Matikulu River there. You can get hold of mullet because the gay kids start becoming through now. The water's cleaned up a lot after that weather last week. The north bank of Matikulu River is not too far a walk from Boyan. It's enough. We're going to move a lot further north than it used to be. So it's a safe place to leave your car. There is security in the car park there. For Dunford, you can either go up on a boat up the river and fish on the south bank of the Umlalazi River, or you can go to the car park at the old Shangri-La Resort. I still remember the name of the place, there's a lot of them were employed there. Yeah, go down to the river, it's actually quite close to the car park. And then you walk along the riverbank looking for your mullet, and then you come out at the mouth. And I believe from the ski boat is the mouth quite straight out, the channel. So you should be able to wade on the both north and south banks during the low tide. Get your bait out the front. Derek was seen in the river, and then when I got to the beach, I got nothing but small cob and snapper cob, and we've got a lot of spinners at the moment in the surf. Also, what's quite interesting is some longfin pompano have been caught. I don't know if there should be at this time of year, but memory says in the creek there shouldn't be. They should have gone now in the summer alongside with the spotted pompano. They are still sad being caught, well, it was through the winter, but they're actually harder to catch when the gecko coming through because they eat them. Ski boating, haven't had a lot of activity. We had two boats out on the weekend targeting Kuta. As far as I hear, they weren't very successful, mainly due to water condition from the weather last week. The water was very green. And the temperature was 23.4, which isn't ideal for them either. It's better to have it higher, so sometimes one could run a bit deeper. The river, looking for a river snapper, got to go inland. I don't know why it is. I think in the winter they prefer it up there, maybe because the water's deeper. That will be from the steel bridge to the corner. The river has a sharp 90 degree bend to the south, fishing on the right hand side around those rocks. And then again, when you're heading down towards the next sharp corner that takes you to the M2, there's a very deep hole that starts about 100 meters, maybe 80 meters before the corner on the left hand side, which would be the Rimi Resort side. Then when you turn the corner, you'll see there's a big rocky, there's a tree that's fallen in. Very good to fish around that tree, because once they got you get into those branches of that tree, very hard to get them out. Carrying on further inland towards the M2, there's a slight bend in the river just past the rock. On the right hand side, you'll see the grass growing over the bank. Fish under that grass, they like to hide under there. Going through the M2 bridge, also going to carry on fishing on the left hand side or the south side, south bank, going through to a, I'd say just after the old Impangeni Bridge. Then after that, the river gets very shallow. And we haven't had a lot of luck fishing past here. I don't think I've ever caught a fish north or west of the old Impangeni Bridge. It does seem to be the hot spot to the river at the moment. The mouth is not producing like it does in the summer, but you will get diamonds up there. And then no harm in trying for a garrick with a live bait. But, come and fish.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Wow, what a great area you've covered, and it is so good to have you back. Your input and knowledge in fishing that in Mtanzini and surrounding areas is tremendously valuable to us. Now, moving on up to Richards Bay, we've got Ellie with this week's fishing report, and this is what's been going on in her area.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you are well. Fishing have been extremely good this past week, with the weather also not being too bad. For deep sea fishing on the weekend, the water was extremely dirty from the south side, but there were plenty of salmon as well as hailback salmon on the north and south side. The bottom fish were biting quite good, as well as the game fish. On Monday, the water started clearing up a bit, but it was still a bit murky with the normal current. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of cave bass as well as kingfish, and another two garricks were caught as well. But unfortunately, our estuary was a bit quiet over the weekend. But that's all for now. Thank you and tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Ellie. Always great to have you on board. So Richards Bay, good weather, good water, great fishing apart from the estuary. But certainly a good place to be having some rods bent over the school holidays. Now, what about St. Lucia? Well, we've got Mr. Jeff Ashwood with this week's fishing report, and this is what he had to say.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from St. Lucia. The fishing hasn't been great of late, I must say. Still a few of the Sholi Kuta around. But apparently the tuna, there's quite a few tuna and some nice big ones in between. But apart from that, it hasn't much been going on. Also, to be fair, there haven't been many boats launching of late. Until the next fish, everybody, good luck.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Well, yeah, I guess not the greatest of fishing times, but I'm sure the fish is on its way up to you. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater fishing report for this week. I guess Durban and surrounding the Durban areas is certainly the place to be if you are fishing this weekend. But now, what if you are fishing freshwater? Well, we have got some good news from Jan in Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg with the latest updates of what's been going on.
Hi there, Jan Karabalja from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg reporting. So while most of us here in the Midlands will say that we haven't had much of a winter to date, the last week or 10 days or so has given us a couple of frosty morning starts, and I'm guessing that visitors to the area, and especially the Boston Fly Fishing Festival, which took place this last weekend, will also probably disagree, as we saw some frozen rod eyes and frozen lines, but a little bit more about that later. So while the weather's been a bit iffy, the freshwater fishing has been cold but good, and there have been some great sized fish caught across a number of species. On the bass front, I mentioned last week that the cold water slowed the fishing down, but it can't stop the fish from biting. Everybody has to eat, right? So your focus currently is on bigger profile baits that represent a large enough food item that'll get the fish to cross the water and consider eating. This time of year sees your jigs working very well, with black and blue your color combination of choice. This is true also for your Colorado bladed spinnerbaits. A top note for all your winter fishing guys is to remember to slow down your retrieve and focus on any hint of a bite. Your winter bite can often be very subtle. On the carp front, the specimen angling is starting to pick up, with a little bit more fish being landed this past week. The front of last week has helped to drop the water temperature a little bit more, which has made the carp a bit more aggressive. Particle baits have done well this past week, with some quality fish coming to the net. The conventional anglers have done well with smaller fish. Plenty of fish have been caught, but only a few going over the 5 kilogram mark. Your best reported baits are strong fruity millipips, with almond and banana being your most productive flavors currently. I reported last week that your winter Natal jellyfish, that is your scaly fishing, have started to pick up a little bit. Waters are still a bit high and colored, but I see on the social media pages that there are some great fish been coming out. Unfortunately, these are all guys are playing their cards very close to the chest, so no places have been mentioned, but just be on the lookout. Your winter scaly fishing is starting to pick up. Back to the trout. Your trout fishing has been very good for the most part in the Midlands lately. Generally, sinking lines and streamers are your way to go currently, but with that big front which came through last week, it put the pressure through the floor, and while I'm a big fan of throwing big flies, I had to resort to quote-unquote finesse techniques, that is long lines with small flies, in order to get the bite. I did really well in one of the session, which gathered me 5 fish, but unfortunately for the rest of the comp, I absolutely toiled and bled. Local angler Andrew Beach walked away with a champion fisher of the competition with a 58 centimeter fish, which looked more like a tarpon than a trout. and visiting angler Grace Nodier from the Maclear region retained her title as Lady Angler for the competition. Well done to those anglers. Now, the Boston Fly Fishing Festival, like the Camberg, gives you access to private waters, which are very seldom fished over the course of the year. So it's a great competition to be in. So for any trout stillwater anglers that are keen on finding new waters, these are the events to enter. And a big thank you to the landowners who give up their waters and access, and to the people who put these events together. On the trout front, this weekend sees the second leg of the Tops Trophy Challenge taking place on the Stillwaters centered around Nottingham Road Village, with our team having made the finals 2 weeks ago and five teams going through from this round. I look forward to taking you guys on in the finals in the first weekend in August. The weekend forecast looks really great. The pressure is rising, so I'm pretty sure that fishing will be on like a scone. So guys, get out there, take advantage of the good weather and throw a line. Also of interest to you local anglers is that Kingfisher is hosting its annual birthday sale this coming weekend. So if you aren't out there throwing a line, well, get into the shops and come and see what it is that you need. Guys, tight lines, and see you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Once again, what great advice on fishing the specific baits for those species, as well as the techniques to use them. Now, as Jan said, guys, the Kingfisher's got their birthday sale on, and it is massive. The guys are prepped, the guys are ready. There's a fairly decent amount of stock, but I wouldn't wait, because with those prices and deals that are out there, they're not going to last too long. However, the sale is on throughout the weekend, so if you are not fishing or you got a gap in between, make sure you pop on down to the Kingfisher. With that being said, we are rounding off the show, and it is looking like it's shaping up to be a great winter holiday for everybody. There's fish about, there's sardines on the bite, there's shad on the bite, the garrick and cob are on the way, there's sharks all over the coastline, and the freshwater is producing some big species. So all in all, KZN is certainly the place to be over this July period. And with that being said and rounding off the show, as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.